still following the investigation of that Brooklyn subway shooting.
Wow. That was terrible.
In case you were under a rock and didn't know what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Around 8:30 in the morning in Brooklyn, some nut job releases a bunch of smoke canisters. I guess that's what they've described them as.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one.
Then opens fire with some gun.
Yeah.
In the end, 29 people are injured, 10 people are shot.
Good God.
The only silver lining in it is that appears nobody has died.
Yeah, no fatalities.
Well, that's good news coming out of this. But for some reason, there are no subway cameras operating at that train station. That's what the MTA is saying.
Yeah. Good God. How the hell did that happen?
So we got 10 people shot, 29 injured in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now they think they've got a suspect.
But they don't have him in custody or anything like that, right?
No. But they say this guy, I think they said he's in his mid-60s. I mean, this is a lot of it's hearsay right now.
Yeah, just coming over.
Name is Frank James, black man from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 5'5" and kind of chubby.
Yeah.
So this is their suspect.
Yeah.
And he's doesn't have a record in New York City, but he has a record, I guess, in Philadelphia. But they did happen to find his U-Haul keys at the scene of the shooting.
Yeah, nice. Good God.
Man, this world's getting crazy.
Yeah, man, I hope Governor Hochul starts getting their button gear and they start, you know, fixing this stuff.
Yeah, because Mayor Eric Adams, his hands are a little bit tied. He wants to do the crime thing. Some people are criticizing him, but there's a lot of legal stuff in the state of New York that he's got to try to get unhandcuffed from, and then we'll see if he actually pulls it off. But people have had enough.
Yeah.
And to exacerbate this, yesterday Uber and Lyft raised their rates.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, they raised their rates. Because nobody wants to ride the subway anymore.
Yeah, so they get criticized.
Big time. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Latest on the invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah.
President Biden has finally come out and accused Putin of committing genocide.
Yeah. Apparently that's hurt his feelings. Now he says he won't even talk to Biden.
No, FUBU.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, this is going on, and it's crazy. I mean, yes, it looks like there's been genocide. One town in the Ukraine was reaching out, I guess, to Kiev for support, and Kiev said, "What do you need?" They said, "We need 500 coffins for dead civilians."
Good God.
Well, they're getting tired of burying them in graves and, you know, hefty bags. At least give them a little dignity.
Yeah, this is true.
So, Russia now claims that 1,000 Ukrainian Marines have surrendered at Mariupol because they ran out of supplies.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't hurt them, because the way they've been behaving now, we don't know. They may be killing them.
Wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah.
And Putin, did I mention this? Putin spoke in Eastern Russia earlier today, their time.
Yeah.
Said the war is justified and it's going very, very well. Why the laugh?
Because it's so ridiculous.
It's true. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Of course, we'll keep you updated on that as more comes in. It's just all bad.
Yeah.
In New York.
Back to New York.
Yeah. Governor Hochul had appointed, you know, when she took over for Cuomo, she had appointed a lieutenant governor by the name of Brian Benjamin. Now, he was arrested. I guess his former job, he was a state senator. He had some position.
Yeah. Running for office. He was in some office he ran for.
Yeah, some elected office. So just the other day, Brian Benjamin gets arrested for being involved in a bribery scheme before he was lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know why you're laughing, because guess what?
Yeah.
Brian's out the door. Yes, Brian's out the door.
Good God.
Politicians, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Just, what is going on? So I guess Governor Hochul there in the great state of New York will be looking for a new lieutenant governor. You can apply at jobs@govnynewyork.com.
No, .gov. Jobs.gov.
They will be posting a position for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
State of New York is an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
So, Brian's out of a job. Over in the UK, there's a little heat in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's kitchen. His political opponents want him drug and quartered.
Yeah, tear him apart. Look at what he did. Look what he did. It's terrible.
It is kind of terrible. So he's been, Boris Johnson, I guess, another member of UK government there, were accused of breaking lockdown procedures. They had attended several parties at Downing Street during the lockdown for COVID.
Yeah. All the while telling people you must stay in the house. Scrum, scrum, scrum. Let's party. Nobody will find out. Oh, yes, they will.
Busted.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program, High Net Radio. Okay, so did I mention now he has to pay a fine?
Oh, I don't think you mentioned that.
Yeah, so Boris Johnson now has to pay a fine. His political opponents, of course, are one, asking him to do a better job, or two, telling him to get the hell out.
I'd go with two, get the hell out.
Bill?
Yeah, it's going to be two, get the hell out.
Anybody else? I agree with that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. Some sad news today.
Yeah.
Comedian Gilbert Gottfried.
Uh-oh.
Has passed away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was one of the good ones, too.
Yeah, he was. He was really funny. Guy could do all kinds of impersonations, different things like that.
Apparently, Gilbert had suffered from a long illness. According to his family, it was some kind of a cardiovascular condition.
Yeah. Oh, that's not cool.
So, unfortunately, he passed away in New York City. He was 67 years old. From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, that's the Mickey Golden program. With Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Oh, Suey, baby. Oh, man, I'm now bent over Gilbert. That ruins my day.
Medical advice from Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible news. Hi, nice to be here.
A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Girl.
And now he is Mickey Golden. There we go. We will have a little more on Gilbert in just a few. Sad news of his passing. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. And we are into a Wednesday. It happens to be April 13, 2022. And kids, you ready for the history lesson?
Yeah, history lesson. Ready for it.
All right, this date, 1796, the first elephant ever seen in the United States arrived from India.
That would have been a long trip back then.
Did he ride in comfort class?
I don't know.
1902, on this date, James C. Penny, J.C. Penny, opened his first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming.
Kemmerer?
Yeah, two M's, two E's, two R's. Make that three E's.
Yeah.
Kemmerer.
Mm-hmm.
1964, on this date, Sidney Poitier became the first black performer in a leading role to win an Academy Award. And that was for the film Lilies of the Field.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a much better
Oscars then than it was this last time around with the slap. I'm sure it was. Sidney was legend.
Yeah, he was great.
1970 on this date, an oxygen tank aboard Apollo 13 exploded, putting the crew in danger and causing major damage to the spacecraft while en route to the moon. Not a lot of people were paying attention because it had quite a few moon landings already, but this one got their attention and the world tuned in. The landing on the moon was canceled, and Apollo 13 fought to get back to Earth, and all ended good.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a movie you can see.
Yeah, documentaries, too.
1997 on this date, seems like yesterday, at age 21, Tiger Woods became the youngest person to win the Masters tournament and the first African-American to claim a major golf title.
Nice. Green jacket.
And he was there this year.
Yeah, well, he had that accident, so at least he actually played the thing.
Yeah, many thought he would never play again, but Tiger Woods. Eric Rudolph, on this date in 2005, pleaded guilty to carrying out the deadly bombing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and three other attacks in back-to-back court appearances in Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta.
Was he on Zoom or something?
I don't think they had it then.
Yeah.
2011, in China, a man on this date was caught driving an amusement park bumper car on a major highway.
Yeah. He was asked to stop.
Something like that. 2019, on this date, BTS became the first K-pop band to perform on Saturday Night Live.
Not bad.
Special events for today. It's Make Lunch Count Day. Peach Cobbler Day.
That's a big one in Georgia.
Yeah. School Librarians Day. Do you have a librarian at the Clinton Library, Bill?
Yeah, we got a couple of librarians down there. What they do is they curate all the stuff on me and Hill. And then we go down every once in a while, we check it out and make sure they're doing it right. But yeah, we got some Clinton librarians. And, oh, baby, they're, oh, wow, they're majestic.
Yeah. What do you mean by majestic?
This is a family show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. We got Scrabble Day today, Thomas Jefferson Day, International Day of Pink today. This is a worldwide anti-bullying and anti-homophobia event.
Which is good, yeah.
Gotta stop that, it's the bullying.
It's gotta go.
Birthdays, TV personality Aaron Lim, 31. Allison Williams from Get Out and Girls, 34 today. Kelly Gottisch. She's Detective Amanda Rollins in Law & Order, SUV. She's 42 rather. Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 46. Rick Schroeder from NYPD Blue and Silver Spoons.
Ricky Schroeder, he was big in the 80s.
And he's now 52 years old.
Oh man, now I feel old.
Ron Perlman from the Hellboy films and Sons of Anarchy, 72 today. Tony Dowell. He was Wally in Leave It to Beaver.
Really? He's still kicking.
Yeah, he hasn't punched out yet. He's 77.
That's nice.
Trying to be nice. No, Tony's doing good. Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas.
Wow. Get a load of this.
83 years old today.
Wow.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Some news headlines you haven't heard before coming up next, but we want to thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to be with you. And who edited this?
You gotta pull that off.
I like it. Whatever. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Thank you.
That was a terrible edit. Who did that? I don't know.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. A study revealed that cows give more milk when you play Mozart in the milk room.
Yeah.
And heavy metal music, if that's played in the milk room, apparently decreases their output.
Oh, man.
So the farmers, you know, can't crank the hard rock. Shoplifter in Canada assaulted a store employee with a chocolate Easter bunny. Well, more on that coming up. Ooh. A firefighter in Poland was charged with robbing a bank. Apparently, he left in a really big getaway truck.
Nice.
A survey found that only 17% of vacationers are ready to go back to work bright and fresh on Monday after their vacation.
What do you know?
The FDA office in Silver Spring, Maryland has a mouse infestation problem.
Yeah.
Research shows that walking helps the brains of older people grow.
Yeah. That's good information you're passing.
Another thing, according to a study, most rich women are most worried about outliving their money.
Yeah. I would be, especially if you ain't working. Yeah, that's the case. I mean, like, in the case of, like, Mrs. Fauci and me, I'm still working. I'm in there for life. Bureaucrat, you can't get rid of me.
And we all sleep well at night with that.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
Okay. Finally, yesterday, President Biden was in Iowa making a speech, you know, and running around the country trying to rile up constituents. And, you know, Iowa is one of those big primary states. During this speech,
yeah,
apparently a bird pooped on his shoulder, and you can see it in the video.
A poop on Biden?
Joe got pooped on. That's hilarious.
Mickey Gordon program for Mind It Radio.
Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program for Mind It Radio. A little bit of positive news out of Ukraine, despite the horror that's going on. A journalist in Belarus has shared a video of a pizzeria owner in Ukraine who actually delivers pizza around the city of Kharkiv.
Yeah.
According to the owner, people can call from abroad and pay for orders for doctors, emergency workers, and ordinary people. All you do is give him a call and he'll send the pizzas out.
Yeah, nice. Got some discounts?
I'm sure he does. So that's positive news from there. Well, everybody's going nuts over Wordle. I haven't done it yet. Have any of you guys done it yet?
Oh, well, Mrs. Fauci loves it.
Oh, yeah, and Hill's getting into it, too. She does it in the toilet. Yeah, I hear some gas and then, oh, got it.
And, I haven't done it, and neither has Mrs. Puny.
Rick Chung, I've tried it before, but everybody's talking about it.
So a survey has found that of Wordle players now, 54% play daily, and 25% play multiple times a week. Of those who play Wordle, 40% play the game first thing in the morning, 13% play it at lunch, and 22% play in the evening. The survey finds that more than 1 in 10 people admit that they cheat to solve the daily puzzle. The most common ways are by searching for the answer online, 48% do that, using a word list, 42% do that, or by asking someone for hints.
Hey, you know the answer?
Yeah, sure, here you go.
And also they found a new survey finds that 1 in 6 Wordle players actually like to complete their daily puzzle while sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, just like Hill. Man, she loves that. She gets that Wordle done. Hey, baby. Yeah, got it done.
Yeah, look.
Okay. Oh, man, she's gaseous at times.
Remember, Bill, what is this?
Yeah, family show. Sorry about that.
Guess how many kinds of trees there are, Bill?
I can't go there. Lots. Let's say that. Okay.
Dr. Fauci,
I don't have the answers to that.
Well, if you can't, there's actually a database that can help scientists from Botanic Gardens Conservation International run a database and a comprehensive list of all known tree species. You know how many different kinds?
I'm waited with bated breath.
60,000.
Man.
A new poll revealed that the average person first picked a favorite candy around the age of 11, and they have stuck with it ever since.
Well, really?
And 52% say they eat more candy now as adults than they ever did as kids.
Well, that's probably because they weren't allowed to eat candy, you know. And then if the kids don't get any candy when they're young, they go nuts when they're adults. I know that from personal experience. Papa Fauci would never let me eat candy. And then after that, I just, you know, Oreos, Kit Kats, it's all good.
State of Rhode Island's in the news, Professor.
Oh, really? I've heard they have some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, Rhode Island was actually the first state to impose a jail sentence for speeding in an automobile. That was back in 1904.
What was the speed limit, like 15?
Yeah, I don't think you could go very fast back then. Well, Rhode Island, they say, is at it again. This time, the Ocean State's target is a time-honored tradition well known to drivers throughout these parts, which is laying on the horn.
Yeah, so light turns green if you don't move. Gag, gag, gag.
According to the Providence Journal, a bike and traffic safety bill under consideration by the Rhode Island House Judiciary Committee would, among other things, attempt to put the kibosh on unnecessary honking. So when you go to Rhode Island, be sure you zip it.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Get some wacky but true today. And not really the greatest we've ever had, but in the tradition of killing airtime, we'll bring them to you. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. In China, a couple went on a flight with their 10-year-old daughter. They had their daughter sit in the back in the cheap seats while they sat up front. When they got off the plane, they forgot the daughter. The daughter was found by the cleaning crew asleep in the back of the plane.
Nice.
The parents realized by the time they got home, wait a minute, don't we have a daughter?
Yeah.
They called the airline and...
Yeah. They had the daughter and lost and found.
That's right. Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. This is our little wacky but true thing. Back to China again. A bank teller received a robbery note demanding cash.
God, give me the cash.
The teller kept smiling and chatted with the robber.
Guess there was safety glass there?
Probably. Apparently, this gave time for security to figure out what was going on. At one point during the robbery, the teller asked the robber if he brought his bank card with him so that she could transfer the money into his account. He gave her the card.
Yeah. Busted.
A Brazilian man had to undergo emergency surgery. Boy, here we go. After reportedly shoving a dumbbell up his rear.
What?
I thought you said this is a family show. The unidentified 54-year-old patient had reported to the hospital after failing to extract the 4.5-pound metal weight from you know where 2 days after inserting it there.
Yeah. People are nuts.
The Journal of Surgery Case Reports actually reports on this.
So it's not just like an urban legend or something like that.
According to police, an employee confronted a shoplifter in Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. The shoplifter then allegedly assaulted the employee, causing minor injuries before fleeing. The police say the weapon that the 27-year-old male suspect used was a Mr. Solid chocolate Easter bunny.
Somebody got beaten by a chocolate bunny?
No. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A German man hit on a balcony.
In Germany?
Yes, in Germany. And called police for protection after his companion during a one-night stand refused to let him leave her apartment.
He couldn't just get out.
What, does she have a gun or something like that? He should be proud of himself. She didn't want him to leave. She wanted more, huh?
Yeah, the 43-year-old man had met a woman in a bar and she took him back to her apartment. After several runs around the track, the man wanted to leave.
Yeah, say he was probably worn out past his cycle.
I'm not going to... No. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. Oh, you're most welcome.
But she said, no, you can't leave. So he attempted to leave, but the woman prevented him from escaping and demanded that he do another round around the track with her.
Oh, man. What a lucky guy.
He finally fled to the balcony and locked himself out there, and that's where he called the police. They showed up and set him loose. Right. Imagine that.
She must have really liked him.
I guess. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Doing a Wednesday. Trashy Show Business Celebrity Report is coming up next. Mickey Gordon. Well, you probably heard sad news today. Gilbert Gottfried has passed away at the age of 67.
He's a funny comedian. I always talk like this all the time.
Kind of a lot like Dr. Fauci.
Well, thank you very much.
So he apparently died yesterday after struggling with a long illness. The family announced this on Tuesday. He was 67. His representative, Glenn Swartz, said on Tuesday that the actor succumbed to a heart abnormality.
Yeah.
But it had been a long time issue. Yeah. And to show you how much this Gilbert was beloved, a bunch of famous people tweeted. Jon Stewart said that opening for Gilbert Gottfried was one of the great thrills in my early stand-up life.
Yeah.
Said he could leave you gasping for breath, just indescribably, unusually hilarious.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller even tweeted, said, I don't think I ever laughed as hard as I did sitting on a flight to L.A. across from Gilbert in the early 90s. He would do something funny and not stop until you stopped laughing.
Yeah.
God, he was funny. So funny. Unquote. Even Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, Star Wars.
Yeah.
He tweeted that Gilbert was a unique voice in comedy on so many levels. Unpredictable, one of a kind. Hilarious and irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Thank you for the lifetime of laughs, sir.
Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried, 67 years old. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Now we move on to the trashy part
of the showbiz report.
Yeah. This is telling people what films are coming out from press releases. Stranger Things delivered the trailer for season 4 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It will be split into 2 volumes, releasing May 27 and July 1.
That is all.
Just in case you needed to make notes.
Yeah.
While fans of Yellowstone can't wait for season 5, they're going to have to find something to fill their time as the show does not return to filming until May. So they won't see anything until late this year.
Yeah. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Huh? Yeah, move. Let's go out and search for Beatles.
To hold fans over, Yellowstone has just delivered a new 15-minute recap of season 4.
So that'll hold us over for 15 minutes.
Apparently.
No.
They're just saying that. Other stuff from the showbiz world, Nicolas Cage can get a taste of his new media action comedy.
Yeah. Wait, you mean Nicolas Cage can get a taste?
No, I meant fans of Nicolas Cage can get a taste.
I think Nick has already had a taste.
The unbearable weight of massive talent, thanks to a few of clips that have been released ahead of the film's premiere, April 22nd.
Yeah. In theaters.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. One of the most iconic game shows in television history is coming to NBC primetime this summer.
Oh, the family can't wait.
Why do we do game shows?
Because they're cheap to produce.
Password is coming back. It's going to be hosted by Emmy Award-winning actress Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, there you go.
Bennifer update. Celebrity shock here.
Oh, yeah. Now, we want to hear about the Bennifer.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
Bill?
Yeah, man, I always like an update on the Bennifer.
Well, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have just gotten engaged, but they won't be starting out married life in the $55 million mansion that they had their hearts set on.
Oh, man. I'm bummed.
Yeah. Last month, the couple were eyeing this 20,000-square-foot property after touring the estate The mansion was originally put up for sale in February for $65 million.
Yeah.
Reports at the time suggested that Bennifer were close to sealing the deal on the property. However, TMZ broke the news on Tuesday that the deal has fallen through.
Oh, man, Bennifer's losing sleep. I'm concerned. Maybe they need some medication.
Ben and Jen have recently looked at other homes in the area.
Yeah.
With even higher price tags, including properties listed for $64 million and even one listed for $72
million. Oh, my God. Just,
who needs that?
Yeah. That makes no sense. $72 million. Why don't you give some of it to charity? Jesus.
No. I bet they're paying cash.
Yeah. These mortgage rates, you're going to want to pay cash, Bennifer.
No.
Vicki Gordon program for MyNet Radio. If you want to subscribe to a streaming music service based solely on the number of tracks, Apple Music is the one for you.
Really?
Yeah, in 2021, Spotify's catalog of songs increased from 70 million to 82 million tracks, while Apple Music is up to 90 million tracks, and YouTube Music is up to 80 million tracks.
Wow, that's a lot of music.
Of course, most of those tracks are not getting any serious play.
Oh, yeah. One of my friend's son, he's got a band. They put the song up there. It's been listened to twice. That's by band members.
Yeah.
So, in 2021, only 37.5% of tracks had more than 1,000 lifetime streams, and 25.8% of tracks had only 100 lifetime streams or fewer.
So when the family listens to it, that's the end.
Yeah.
So I guess they put anything up there.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Vicki Gordon program for MyNet Radio. It's the Vicki Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Stay tuned for more fun with Vicki. That was a technical
difficulties with your voice.
Vicki Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Gross Coworkers coming up next. Vicki Gordon from MyNet Radio. So what's the thing a coworker does that grosses you out? Well, Janet from Denver, Colorado has written in and posted on social media. And she's got one that grosses her out. She says a coworker, who I will call Jim,
obviously not Jim,
has never washed the spoon in his desk drawer.
Yeah.
For years, I've seen him come back from the break room with a mug of coffee and his powdered creamer, stir it, and lick the spoon and put the spoon back into the same spot.
Oh, gnarly. May help with the immune system getting all those germs.
She says at lunch he will pull that spoon out to eat his soup or mac and cheese or whatever. And when he's done, he licks the spoon and puts it back in the drawer.
Yeah, there you go. He'll tell you he's working on saving the environment.
Probably. Vicki Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, four things we didn't know yesterday.
Pigs eat more when listening to classical music.
So again, down with the heavy metal.
Yep. A person swallows approximately 295 times while eating dinner. And they choke once and that's the end of the dinner.
Yeah, give them the Heimlich. Shouldn't be... Big hunk of meat over there. You want to get some tongs and pick that up?
It is estimated that 70 to 85% of women are wearing the wrong bra size.
Yeah, really? No, that's out there. It's a concern. Let's take to Twitter.
Yeah. In Iowa, the top egg-producing state, they produce more than 17 billion eggs each year.
Yeah, wow. That's it.
And finally, a little bit of trivia.
No.
In ancient Greece, tossing one of these to a girl was a marriage proposal.
Why? Yeah.
Now, tossing one of these to a girl was a marriage proposal. The answer is, what is an apple? If she caught it, the answer was yes. If she ducked to the side, you ain't getting none.
No.
And finally, to wrap this up, in the time it takes me to say this, Americans have consumed 2,250 of what?
Yeah. Rolls of toilet paper?
Yeah, in the time it takes me to say this, Americans have consumed 2,250 of what? It's not toilet paper.
Well, I got no clue. Masks?
It's always masks to you, Dr. Fauci.
No.
All right, in the time it takes me to say this, everybody give up?
No, I'm not going to get it. I know that.
Yeah, I got no clue, man, so just go for it. Rickshaw?
Yeah, do it up.
All right, in the time it takes me to say this, Americans have consumed 2,250 of what?
Yeah.
The answer is, what are hot dogs?
Wow.
Americans consume 450 hot dogs a second.
Wow, that's amazing.
Come on, man.
That's absolutely true. Wipe that poop off your lapel there, sir.
Come on, man.
Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iDead Radio. We're going to do a little Easter break, so next few days we'll have the best of Mickey Gordon. Selected episodes from our past you may have missed or may have wanted to hear again. We'll do it again on Monday. That's tax day, all right? 18th. We moved it, you know, because of Good Friday. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for joining us. Well, thank you, Mr. Rickshaw. Enjoy your Easter.
I'm going to have a nice time.
Professor?
I'm going to have a good time, too.
Bill?
Yeah, we're doing Eastern Chappaqua, Hill and I. And Chelsea's coming over with that guy she's married to.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, he and I are kind of... Let's just say there's a little bit of a dispute. And I ain't going to get into it.
All right. Otherwise, you guys have a good Easter at the Clinton estate.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Rickshaw, we got you, we got the president, the professor, Dr. Fauci. As usual, I'll be working all Easter weekend on the television talking about COVID and the protections and the vaccine, all right? Well, you enjoy that and at least spend a little time with Mrs. Fauci. Yeah, I know, she has needs. Yo, the Gordon house, we're just going to lay around the old Shanty Hollow and put a good buzz on.
Enjoy Easter.
Yeah, do a sunrise service or something like that. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for joining us. Make it a good holiday. And we'll catch you tax day. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Copyright 2022. InterNetwork. iNet Radio.